Maryland's News Now.
On the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
Lyme disease, it's more common than you may think. We've been hearing today that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is reporting that as many as 300,000 Americans are actually diagnosed with Lyme disease each year, and that's about 10 times more than what has been reported. Of even more concern is that Maryland is among the top 13 states where most of the cases are reported. Joining us to discuss this is Dr. Robert Dart, a primary care physician at MedStar Harbor Hospital. Dr. Dart, thanks for joining us. And how surprised are you to hear how underreported Lyme disease is?
Well, it's just like a lot of other things that we know exist, but never really know the extent of it. It's very surprising, and it's a very significant finding because, as you know, it's a very serious condition, can lead to many very complicated problems if it's not diagnosed early.
Why don't doctors report all of the cases? I mean, aren't there guidelines for this?
It is a reportable case. It's something that doctors are required to report. I think the thing is that it's not diagnosed as much as it is not reported, if you understand what I'm trying to say.
Sure.
In other words, the symptoms could be when a patient comes in with symptoms that could be anything. It's not the first thing that you think about. Of course, in Maryland, it's one of the states where it's endemic, and it should be one of the first conditions on the differential diagnosis to consider when somebody has vague symptoms or symptoms that might suggest Lyme disease.
Well, with the Mid-Atlantic states being among the leaders of Lyme disease, I mean, we're talking Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, Pennsylvania, New Jersey. Why such a concentration here in the Mid-Atlantic area?
I'm not sure about that. It's transmitted by the deer. The animal that carries the disease or carries the tick is the deer tick, and it may have something to do with the concentration of the animal that carries the disease.
So, other than avoiding deer and woods, what advice can you give our listeners to avoid contracting Lyme disease? And is it contagious?
It is not contagious. It requires anybody who's out in the woods or out in the wild hunting or taking walks to be careful. Make sure they check themselves for ticks. And if they find a tick on their body anywhere, it's very important to know that to save the tick, because the tick can be analyzed not only to determine if it's the type of tick that carries the disease, but you can also do very specific tests to see if the tick itself is carrying the Lyme disease within itself.
In the few seconds we have left, is that bullseye that's centered on the tick bite, is that always prevalent?
It is not always prevalent, and it can be confused with other things, but it's if you see something that suggests a classic bullseye with a dark center and clearing on the outside, a light should go off, and you should immediately see a physician to determine whether that's indicative of early Lyme disease.
All right, Dr. Dart, we appreciate you helping us with this afternoon.
Thank you for calling.
Sure. Dr. Robert Dart, primary care physician at MedStar Harbor Hospital.